Welcome to the May webcast featuring Forward in Christ Magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Joining me today is Martin Spriggs, the Synod's Chief Technology Officer, to talk to me about emerging technologies that parents should be aware of. Welcome, Martin.
Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here. So as a parent of an 11-year-old, it seems like even though she doesn't have a cell phone and she's hardly even on the internet, she's aware of all these different technology things. What exactly are some of the most popular apps and devices that kids are using these days?
It's a great question and probably a different answer 6 months from now. Yep. Since technology moves so quickly.
Exactly.
I think the answer, the safest answer at this point, is anything involving social.
Okay.
And there's different levels of social too. There's the one-to-many, you know, the Facebooks and mm-hmm. those kinds of things. And then there's the one-to-one, which is the traditional text messaging or other apps that, okay. that go along with that. Maybe a third category of social is gaming. Because there is a huge component of gaming that is all about the interaction, you know, people talking to each other, going online and doing that. Some of the apps that are real popular right now, and I think starting at very early ages, all revolve around, you know, smartphones and some of the apps that are available there. Things like Instagram and Snapchat, those things where they're capturing quick videos, short snippets, maybe images, and they'll annotate them, and then they'll send them off to, you know, a social group, you know, mm-hmm. their friends, an individual, those kinds of things. Even the one-to-one kinds of social apps like iMessage on the iPhone or any other kind of messaging app that comes with most smartphones, mm-hmm. They're coming along the same route with more of those stickers and, you know, things that kind of glue them into that kind of infrastructure so that they're constantly using or in the app.
Okay. So what are some of the pros and cons of the things that you've mentioned?
Hard to monitor. You know, really hard as a parent to know what's going on. A lot of these are built like Instagram stories and Snapchat so that, you know, they're there only for a very short period of time, 24 hours or less. So okay. that's the appeal to the kids, where they can do something quickly and they don't have a fear that, oh, mom and dad will see it or anybody else will see it tomorrow. So it's that ephemeral nature, you know, mm-hmm. of the content, where, you know, they're having fun, they're sending it, and, you know, they don't have to think of long-term ramifications of that. And I would say some of the other things are really First Commandment and Eighth Commandment kinds of things. You know, so when you're using these kinds of applications, some of the dangers are, you know, bullying, gossip, you know, some of the same things that kids have to deal with, you know, in an analog world as well
sure.
as a digital world. And maybe even, you know, when you talk about gaming, First Commandment kinds of things, addictions, mm-hmm. So that you spend inordinate amount of time with these devices, with these applications, and they become your life. They mm-hmm. kind of dominate it versus, you know, how God intended us to be as social creatures and, you know, obviously having God first and at the center of your life.
So you mentioned that it's really hard to monitor some of these apps. Are there ways to do that? Are there certain programs and things like that that you can use to be able to monitor them?
Yes and no. I okay. think manufacturers, and you hear stories like Apple working very hard to make it impossible for anybody to see what's on a device that you have. So it really becomes a relationship and a conversation kind of thing that you mm-hmm. have with your kids. And that's kind of that ongoing, open, frank, very honest conversations that you need to have on a very frequent and regular basis about how to live your faith, how to use all the tools that God has given you, mm-hmm. And how to honor God with everything that you do. So yeah, I can't say that there are great tools other than just good old-fashioned parenting mm-hmm. sometimes, right?
Okay. So what about, you mentioned that it's hard to keep track because things keep changing so quickly. Do you see some things coming that are starting to become hot that the probably younger kids are going to pick up on even faster than their parents are and that we should know about?
Great question. And I think the answer is pretty much the same. It's going to be anything related to social. There's
okay.
Vendors are putting social into everything, so there's very little that's going to come out or be popular that doesn't have kind of a social component. So that carries with it, you know, a lot of those same dangers. A lot of benefits, too, when you're talking about sharing your faith and building relationships. Those kinds of things mm-hmm. are all part and parcel to that, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
A couple other areas that are probably going to be real hot in the next couple years, and some you're seeing them already with, like, Amazon Echo and Google Home devices, any kind of voice interaction, so that brings a whole different dynamic into it. So you're interacting with the device with just your voice.
Okay.
So there's maybe security concerns there as well. And another big area is virtual reality. Mm-hmm. You know, so as you become accustomed to some of these tools, you'll have advantages of living in virtual worlds and, you know, pretending to be somebody else. And I think there's going to be some challenges there as well.
Sure, sure. So do you have anything else on this topic that you think parents should know?
I think, again, just to reinforce that there's really no substitute to just good old-fashioned, sit down at the dinner table, have a conversation. Make sure that the kids understand that you care, that you want them to have a safe experience, and that not to kind of separate technology as a separate thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you're living your digital life over here and your analog life over here. I think it's all part of it. The world in which we live does involve technology. It involves social networks and texting and devices, and that they should be treated no different than anything else in a person's life.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Martin. We really appreciate your insights on this.
My pleasure.
Sally Draper and Gail Potratz wrote about how to keep our kids safe on the internet for the May Heart to Heart column in Forward in Christ magazine. To read their articles, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can read other articles about Christian parenting, chime in with your thoughts or questions, learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.